This week on Culture File, we're on a cicada safari in search of a once every couple of centuries occurrence. In the forest south of Chicago, in the summer of 2024, something happened that no living person has ever seen, or more accurately, heard. The periodic cicadas of the Midwest, one brood which comes above ground every 13 years and one which appears every 17 years, showed up together, much to the interest and the delight not just of entomologists, and conservationists, but also a travelling band of composers, musicians, poets, artists, filmmakers, and academics, drawn by the magnificent, thunderous, and delicate sounds of the multitudes. All this week, we're going to be meeting people whose work touches on the broods, and we start today with a taste of the voices, calls, and other sounds of our cicada safari.
Bugs, tone, one.
Their shell cracks open and they come out.
Coming in.
Very vulnerable.
Emerging tone. From.
And they're this milky white color and soft when they come out. So it's kind of gross looking, but also kind of beautiful.
I think they're quite handsome, actually. I you know, they're big red eyes or orange eyes, as people say. And also their bodies are very nicely symmetrical. You know, for an insect, some insects have grotesque bodies, but these guys are like real symmetrical. They look almost like something that a person would design as a sculpture, you know. So they're very sculpturesque, yeah.
So you get this. Oh, is that one or is that somebody else? Okay, he's just decided. They're quite metallic, aren't they? Okay, don't go into my top now. Please don't go into my top, because then you'll panic.
He obviously has something to say.
Yes, he does. Do you want to talk?
Finding time. Emerging time.
Like when they're on the tree, then they're happy out, like
right.
Nothing.
Right.
And even they're not so keen about getting off you. Like they'll just sort of sit there, and so you know this isn't going to do it.
Yeah.
So you have to kind of really, and of course they're climbers. So one, I would tuck one shirt in, right? So they have a habit of just kind of climbing up the leg, and they'll
right.
just keep going.
Right.
And they're quite metallic feeling.
Mm.
It's quite a weird feeling.
Yeah.
And they will try and pierce because they don't think you're a tree.
Okay.
So it doesn't. There's a tiny little sting. It's not like it's not doing anything to you.
Yeah,
they're not attacking you. They're not. They're not sucking your blood. But actually, that's a good point. They feel inside.
It's on your shirt.
Okay.
Yeah. Like a little brooch now, if you could stay there. There was a thing, didn't they have living brooches at some stage?
Oh, yeah. Probably got stuck in.
The estimate is that they're about 1.5 million per acre.
So, oh, it's there. I just heard it click. Did you find it? Yeah, I will put it back if you want. That might be better. He's going to keep on trying to go up.
Yeah.
So that's what flying insects do, is they try to fly up. So when we trap insects, we usually, if I'm using a net, I'm usually trying to come from behind and above it.
Yeah. Okay. There he is. He's on the inside. Where's he gone now?
Now I've got my shirt back on.
Look at the wind! At the wind! At the wind! Insect!
Who are we? Who are any of us?
Do we have any idea?
This is David Rothenberg, professor of philosophy and music at the New Jersey Institute of Technology. And I'm here to make music with bugs.
The man has made a habit. A habit I can be.
My name is Edwin Torres. I'm a poet.
So my name is Karen Power. I'm a composer and sound artist, improviser, based in Cork, Ireland.
Who am I again?
Yes, I'm Jennifer Wells. I work at the California Institute of Integral Studies, a university in downtown San Francisco, California. And I specialize in complexity theories, environmental humanities, and an area called Real Utopia Studies, where we look at examples of projects, places that are doing fantastic transition that could be scaled up or learned from.
My name is Negin Almasi. I live in Chicago, and I work in the forest preserves of Cook County.
My name is Brian Rudy, and I live in Chicago, Illinois, and I'm a composer.
I was thinking of that idea, you know, that company Mockness was called, it was named after supposedly what happens when a calf is let out after the winter, and it sort of, apparently, yeah, so it jumps into the fields. And I was thinking this cicada period is like that sort of energy is what's in the air, but like a trillion times.
Yeah, the level of coordination that is, you know, inbuilt into the species, you know, that idea of gazillions of them all working together and in sync, and I mean it's really mind-boggling. You know, you just think if we just pay a bit of attention to that, like how does that work, how does that happen, how do they, I mean, I know they don't all find mates, but you know, to say that a number of them, enough of them do to keep cycling, is extraordinary. And of course one attraction is because they're such avid listeners themselves.
That's who he was, and we'll be back on Cicada Safari next time on Culture File.